Hello, beautiful people. Ashley Brewer here, Executive Director of Clear Scoliosis Institute. Excited to bring to you episode 13. Now, this guest we have had on before, but today he joined me to talk about the mild scoliosis X-ray. And that guest is Dr. Dio Kim. He graduated from Palmer College of Chiropractic West in 2000 and practices in Tustin, California. He's been CLEAR certified since 2011, and along with scoliosis, he specializes in sports and pediatric chiropractic. So without further ado, I bring to you episode 13, The Mild Scoliosis X-Ray with Dr. Dio Kim. Let's do this.
You're listening to Life Beyond the Curve, a podcast brought to you by CLEAR Scoliosis Institute. Each week, we interview experts in the industry, answer your pressing questions, and empower you to take control of your scoliosis diagnosis and live life to its fullest. Enjoy the show.
Hi, Dr. Dio. Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you were able to join us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today, Ashley.
Now, today we are going to be talking about the mild scoliosis X-ray. But before we jump right into that, let's talk about the importance of early detection when it comes to scoliosis. When the condition is in its mildest stage, they say that it's often the most difficult to detect. So what are some of the symptoms of mild scoliosis?
Okay, yes. It is difficult to detect mild scoliosis because it is barely noticeable since it easily hides under the clothing.
Yeah.
So if you do not pay close attention to it, one can easily ignore it because oftentimes there are not many specific symptoms such as a pain or discomfort come with it.
Yeah.
However, if you know what to look for, it is not that hard either. So when you're standing right in front of a mirror, look for if your shoulders are the same height, head is centered, hip is are on same height, and both sides of the rib cage is symmetrical. That's why you want to looking for it.
That makes sense.
Moreover, if you really want to confirm if you have a scoliosis, you need to take an X-ray. The X-ray can confirm the scoliosis with a Cope angle, and it is a more accurate way to detect scoliosis since you don't have to guess.
Now, I've heard other CLEAR certified doctors that I work with, I get to work with you guys on a regular basis, and it's awesome, but say we don't want a small problem to become a big problem. And I know from everything that I know working with CLEAR that curve progression is a risk with scoliosis. And we know that one of the most major factors associated with curve progression is growth. So let's talk about that for just a second. Why is it common for a curve to progress while a patient is growing?
Most of adolescents, scoliosis is idiopathic and progresses during the puberty.
Okay.
So many research states that there are lots of things happening during the period of the puberty, such as hormone changes and rapid bone growth. It seems the progression of scoliosis increases when growth spurt takes place before posteriorly mature. So that's probably one of the reasons why we see more scoliosis among girls than boys. Boys take growth spurts a few more years later than girls. So boys take more time to develop postural maturity before the growth spurt.
And so is this often a time when you have patients or parents bringing their kids into your clinic to say, hey, they have scoliosis, or I think they have scoliosis because they are going through all of the hormone changes associated with puberty?
So, yes. There's also so many other factors can involve it too, but many things bone growth is so fast during those puberty and hormone changes not going going to be associated with it. So, you know, you can see more progressions around those age between like 10 to 18.
Okay.
So you see more like progressions of the puberty. I mean,
I've just heard some parents say over time that it was like this significant posture change happened overnight with my child. And I'm guessing that has to do with growth. So let's switch gears a little bit. If someone suspects that they have scoliosis and comes into your clinic to get evaluated for scoliosis, what does this initial evaluation look like?
Many cases when patient comes into my clinic, they already know they have scoliosis. So in that case, I always have them make an appointment for a consultation. And during the consultation, we discuss about the scoliosis and its treatment options, which includes traditional way and conservative way of treating scoliosis. And they will get a lot of information before they decide the best treatment options for their situations. However, if someone does not know if they have a scoliosis, I start with taking a brief history and the postural analysis and Adam's Ford bend test and spinal screening by using scoliometer. And in that time, if I suspect a scoliosis, I recommend to taking an X-ray to confirm the curvatures. Then we discuss treatment options after then.
And so let's talk a little bit about that X-ray, since that's our topic for today. You look at these things all day, every day, so you know a lot about the mild scoliosis X-ray. But as a practitioner, what are you looking at? You mentioned the Cobb angle. What is that? Can you describe that for our listeners?
Yeah, for the scoliosis, when you see the X-ray, you will actually notice that the spine is not straight. You may have some side bending curvatures from the X-ray. So we pick the most tilted vertebrae from the top to bottom, and we measure that angle. So if there is more than 10 degrees, then we call most of the doctors diagnose that as a scoliosis. So the mild scoliosis probably is go under like a 20 degrees of Cobb angle. And if you look at that X-ray and measure those Cobb angles, then you're probably going to be finding out how severe the curvature it is. And you probably have better idea to what kind of treatments we need for.
Let's talk for just a second about mild scoliosis. So you were just mentioning that if that Cobb angle or that measurement of the degree of curvature in their spine is more than 10 degrees, it's considered a scoliosis. And depending where you look, it's between 10 degrees and 20 or 25, depending where you look and what scale of measurement they're using, that classifies it as mild scoliosis. You as a trained professional can see this very, very well because you look at scoliosis every day. But if I'm a parent and I have no idea about scoliosis, is it just posture that I'm looking at to see if my child may have an indicator of that?
I mean, that's probably going to be the very easiest way to notice it. A lot of parents bring their kids in when they start to notice like they have a kind of humping back and they have some uneven shoulder height. And some of actually, it's a rare case, but, you know, there's some kids having pain with, you know, scoliosis as well.
Okay. And you mentioned most of your patients aren't diagnosed by you. Most of them are diagnosed before they come to your clinic. So where are most of these patients diagnosed or how does that typically happen?
So they probably notice and bring their kids to their primary physicians or pediatricians. Okay. And they kind of see that, oh, you have some scoliosis, maybe confirmed by a couple of X-rays. And that time, you know, when you have a traditional way to treating the scoliosis, if it was a mild scoliosis, they probably going to be suggest them to, you know, wait and watch procedure,
yeah.
Which means they don't do anything about it. So they spend some time, and when you progress more, then they're in hurry. I mean, they have to look for some kind of different treatment options. Then they look for in the online or ask for other doctors. Then they end up with clear doctors here. So when they have some inquiry about, you know, treatment options for clear, then they already know they have, you know, scoliosis for like a couple of years.
Yeah. And so it's interesting because you bring up that watch and wait is the most common thing that's told to somebody who has mild scoliosis. But yet what we know is that growth is one of the biggest factors for progression. So you're waiting for them to get to this phase of growth until their curve progresses and either gets to a level in the traditional model where they're saying, okay, let's do some form of scoliosis bracing, or they've reached a surgical level and at that point surgery is recommended. But now CLEAR is a vastly different approach. We take a proactive approach to treating scoliosis where we are saying, hey, don't watch and wait. Let's do something about this. Going back to what I said earlier, let's make sure a small problem doesn't become a bigger problem. And so through your proactive, through your proactive approach to treating scoliosis, you're able to stabilize curves and even see a curve reduction with many of your patients. And one of my absolute favorite parts about being able to host this podcast and connect with different CLEAR certified doctors is hearing the stories about your patients in your clinic. And so I would love it if you would be willing to share one or two of those stories with us today about a patient who came into your office with mild scoliosis.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you that remember that old English saying, a stitch in time saves nine. So it's very important to detect scoliosis early enough.
Yeah.
So I have some case that here's one of them. So a 14 years old girl with a 25 degrees Cobb angle came to this clinic for CLEAR treatments.
Okay.
And after her treatment, her curvature reduced to 17 degrees, which is pretty good reduction. And both parents and the patient satisfied with the treatment. However, she has a 12 years old younger sister who came in with the 17 degrees Cobb angle, and she started the CLEAR treatment at the same time with her younger sister. And her curvature reduced to 5 degrees, which is really great because the curvature becomes below 10 degrees. And I talked a little bit earlier today that, you know, doctors diagnose scoliosis if it's greater than 10 degrees of Cobb angle.
Yeah.
So in this case, they went through the same treatment for the same time frame. However, the younger sister responded from the treatment way better than her older sister. It is because she detected it and started treatment for scoliosis earlier than her older sister. And I think that was a very important factor that, you know, changing the result of the treatments, even though they went through the same treatment and same time frame.
Yeah, that's awesome. So to recap that, you had a 14-year-old patient come in with a 25-degree curve, went through the same care as her younger sister, got that curve down to 17 degrees. So from 25 to 17. And then she went from 17 to 5.
The younger sister, actually, yes.
That's amazing. And yeah. I think that speaks to like exactly what we're talking about today is just the importance of early detection and detection before they get into those phases of rapid growth where we can just see the degree of curvature kind of skyrocket very rapidly because their spine is growing. So thank you for sharing that story. Were the parents happy with the results of their kids?
Oh, yes. They're very happy with it. And in this case, it's very interesting because most of the doctors agree the scoliosis developed from, you know, combination of genetic and environment factors. But those sisters have the same parents and they grew up in the same family. So the genetic and the environmental factors are very identical.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
that's one thing that I think of why, you know, those sisters had a different result, even though they went through the same treatments for the same time frame. I think the timing of the treatments affecting the result so much.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Wow. Well, that's awesome that they were able to come into your clinic and get those results. You do bring up something very interesting. Although there hasn't been enough research to prove there's a genetic link, we do see that scoliosis tends to run in families, and we refer to it as familial. So the fact that I didn't even think we were going to get into that today, but you brought up two sisters who both have scoliosis. And like you said, they were raised in the same environment and have the same genetic factors, but yet you were able to get different results with them, likely because of the early detection on the one side with the one sister. So awesome. So just in closing today and to kind of wrap up everything, if someone listening suspects they have scoliosis, or they have just recently been diagnosed with scoliosis, what advice do you have to offer them?
Yeah, so I just talked to you earlier today. The early detection is very important. So when you suspect, you know, the kid or yourself has scoliosis, please ask for help from the specialist.
Yeah.
And do not wait and don't spend any, like, wasting time. So if you are looking for different treatment options for scoliosis, especially in conservative way to treating it, please contact one of CLEAR certified doctors. They have a lot of experience and knowledge about scoliosis and wait out there for you. And they are more than happy to educate you about different treatment options. I think that will be very important as well.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And it is kind of conflicting when so often people are told, watch and wait. Hopefully they're exploring. Hopefully they find us. Hopefully they find this podcast. And if you did and you are listening, I'm so glad you're exploring your options. And I just encourage you to do what Dr. Dio just said, which is reach out to someone who treats scoliosis on a regular basis. And here at CLEAR Scoliosis Institute, our CLEAR certified doctors provide a non-invasive approach to treating scoliosis and a proactive approach to treating scoliosis. Yeah. So Dr. Dio, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we've got a couple more of these that we need to do, and I'm already looking forward to our next episode.
Yeah, thank you so much, Annie. It was my pleasure to have here and speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.